of a morning lecture at the 12th, February 1971, at the new place in Nicotan, Sri Krishna Nicotan, in Gorakhpur.
गीतानि विश्वस्वरूपगीतानि दुर्दर्शनीयानि महाद्भुतानि रक्षन्ति तद्भक्तिमता परेभ्यो मत्तस्य मत्यान अथ सर्वतः the devotees are protected by the Vishnu Gita always, constantly. They are invisibly wandering all over the universe. We may see and not see. Because we cannot see spiritual body with this material body. So, even if we do not see, the Vishnu Dutta is always protecting the devotees from the enemies. As I have explained yesterday, that devotees will have enemies. Krishna has enemies. This world is such. Envious. Ordinarily, they are envious. The whole world is full of enemies. Even the greatest personality is like Indra. He is also envious. If somebody is undergoing great activities, the Indra becomes envious, just like Vishwamitra. Vishwamitra was meditating by the yoga process. Immediately Indra became discouraged. So, this man is practicing so much severe activities. He may capture my core someday. So, this man must be cut down immediately. Just like in political parties. Everyone is thinking, oh, this man is becoming greater than me. So, he should be cut down, he should be checked, otherwise someday he may occupy my ministers. This is the position of the world. Everyone is envious. So, the devotees have enemies, enemies. But, the Vishnu Dutta protects, as Krishna says, that Kauntiya Pratijani hi name bhakta pranishtati. My dear Arjuna, he can declare on my behalf that a devotee is never a pure devotee. Always remember, it's a pure devotee. Devotee means a pure devotee. Contaminated devotee is defined. Vidhavapta and Suddhavapta. Those who are contaminated in material desires, with fruity activities and mental speculation, they are contaminated devotees. They are not pure devotees. Pure devotees means anna vilasita sannam, no material desires, no action on fruity activities. No mental service. That he is pure devotee. So that pure devotee in transcendental position is always protected by the Lord. And he is, Vishnu Dutta, is wandering everywhere, just like Vajami. As soon as he was arrested by the Yama Dutta, immediately he approached. So, different police departments, military police department, civil police department, Similarly, there is transcendental principle. Don't be afraid. Yes, here it is stated. So, simply we have to be sincere, devotee, and all protection will be given by Krishna. So, rakhanti bhakti tad bhakti mata paribha matasya. Now, Jamaraj says matasya. Not only from the enemies, but matta means mind men, the Jamadutas. Because they were surprised, the Jamadutas were surprised, how is there some 400 very good looking persons came and checked our duties. So therefore Jamaraj said that the devotees are protected from the Jamadutas by the men of Jamaraj. Matyan atha sarvatas. Therefore, a devotee has nothing to fear. He is protected from the attack of enemies, from the attack of Jamadutas, everywhere. There are many hundreds and thousands of ministers. Pallad Maharaj, Hridas Thakur. But don't think that a devotee will not have anything. A devotee may have anything. He may be attacked by enemies, he may be attacking serious type of diseases and so many things, but he will protect. There is a difference between a devotee and a non-devotee. Non-devotee is neglected. That is stated by Prahlad Maharaj. That people may discover so many antibiotics or antiseptic for giving protection or anti-measures. But unless he is given protection by Krishna, all those anti-devices will not help you. That is such. That we should take protection only of Krishna. Otherwise, our all protective measures will fail. Ravana, when Ravana was attacked by Ramchandra, he was a great devotee of Lord Shiva. So he began to pray because life and death question. He was praying to Lord Shiva, please save me after this moment. Ravana was so great devotee of Lord Shiva that he sometimes such he said and offered to Lord Shiva. So, when Shiva was thinking very deeply what to do, and Parvati was requested that you're such a great devotee, he's in danger, and he's asking yourself, and you're sitting idly, you're doing nothing. How is that? Lord Shiva replied that, it is not possible to protect me. It is not possible for me. So, as an old man, same tradition, he came out and said that if you cannot protect, then I shall go and protect Ravana. But he also could not protect. Therefore, there is a verse, Mare Krishna Rakeshi. If Krishna desires to kill somebody, nobody can protect. And Rakhe Krishna Mare. And if Krishna protects somebody, nobody can kill. This is the problem. Mattasya matyan atasarvatasya. Dharmanti sāksād bhagavatya nīpa. Now, the Jamadutas may be in doubt that you are Dharmaraj, you are the protector of all religious things which you are interested. So, how your business can be interfered by the Jamadutas? So, Jamaraj is explaining what is real dharma. This is very important. Dharman Shastad Bhagavat Panitam. You can take these three. Don't be not empty, better sleep. Dharman to Shastad Bhagavat Panitam. Navai vidur ri sayonati deva. Dharma means, this is authority, Dhammaraj is authority. What is dharma? What is religion? Like he says, his authority. So dharma means what is enacted by the Supreme Personality of God. That is us. Dharmam tu sāksād bhagavat pranītam navai vidu hīsaya. The essence of dharma is not known even to the great sages. Navai vidu hīsaya nāti deva, not by the demigod. Now, the authority dharma says the dharma cannot be manufactured by anybody. Even great sages are devas, but nowadays everyone is manufacturing a dharma. And the so-called rascals they are supporting, that as many opinions there are, all of them are good. Jatamasvatapa. That is the preaching of the Ramakrishna Mission. So that anyone can manufacture his own. It is personal. Is it not? And I think in your country also, it's the same opinion is there, that everyone has got his personal religion. And there is the hippies also, they are against an organized religion. These things are going on. But here, you see, dharma means opposed. In fact, that you cannot make an organized religion by your construction. Actually, those who are religious, they have no different opinion. Because religion means enacted by God. God is one. So not that God makes one kind of religion for one kind of person and another kind of religion for another person. Real dharma is, as the Supreme Personality of God has said, that don't manufacture your own religion, simply surrender unto me. The one. That is one. Dharman to Sāksād Bhagavat Panitam. Whatever the Supreme Personality says, this is dharma, that is dharma. The same example as I have given. Law means it is enacted by the king or the government. You cannot manufacture law by your means. That is not possible. Now what we speak of you, here it is said, even great sages like Vyasadeva, Narada, they cannot also manufacture you. And what we speak of the ordinary deva, this is Brahma. Brahma is the topmost of all the demigods. He cannot also manufacture you. Nobody can. Here it is said, dharmam tu sāksāt bhagavat pranītam navai vidur hi sayonāti deva nasiddha mukhya asura manushya kutonu vidyā dharacāraṇāt. So, when such great personality, nasiddha mukhya, siddha mukhya means there is a siddha loka, they are all yogis. They have got all the eight kinds of yogi perfection. Siddha, therefore they are called siddha. They have got all the siddhis. Bhukti mukti siddhi. Siddhi means perfection. So far as material world is concerned, a siddha can have anything he desires. Therefore Krishna is called yogeshwar. By yogic power, one can have anything he desires. But that is not possible in this material world. But people try to achieve as far as possible the yogic power. They are called eight kinds of siddhis, perfection. So there is a planet which is called Siddhaloka. So here it is man, Siddha Muksha. Mukha means the key for the Siddhas. So they also cannot manage this, although they have got all the perfection, the material solution, still they cannot. Now, in this world, just like in Christian religion also, because what is that thing, John, he did not like that one man cannot marry more than one. He started the Protestant religion, is it not? That means because whatever it may be, he thought because I am king, I can start a religion. So that is not possible. धर्मं तु साक्षात् भगवत् प्रणीतं न वै विदुर्निशयज्ञातिजो देवा न सिद्धमुख्या असुरामनुष्या. If somebody goes there, it gives me too much pain, and I ask you to go and sleep. It disturbs me, too much disturbs me. I tell you frankly, when I see, or when I see to somebody goes there, better not to say, please, 24 hours. But don't make so like that, I am sitting and doing. This is very much disturbing. Better frankly sleep. Why this should be, I do not know. What is the reason? You don't have full sleep? And if you don't have sleep, then extend, you make it 8 o'clock. But sleep sufficiently. If 6 hours, 7 hours sleep is not sufficient, sleep 13 hours, 14 hours. But don't make those in love. So, Jamaraj says, my dear boy, that तमेव धर्ममाह इतावान् न चाप्त प्रमाणं वक्तव्यं दिष्टत्तादित्याह नामोच्चारणेति येनैव केवलं सकृत् उच्चारितेन. So Jamaraj says that normally you can manufacture even the great sages or demigods or the chief of the Siddhas who have attained all kinds of perfection, and what to speak of others. This is very important verse. That anything, any manufactured religion, that is not easy. That is, the principle of religion is our relationship with God. In any religion where there is no such conception, that is not easy. This is Bhagavad Gita. Direct relationship with Krishna or the Supreme Personality. This Krishna consciousness is presently teaching this, I will say, direct relationship with Krishna. Nasik Dhamakya Asura. Asura, Manusya. Asura means, they are also very powerful, but almost 80, they say in the modern world, there are many powerful men, and materially advanced, many powerful men. Because they are godless, they have no sense of God, they are called Asuras. The example is Ravana, Hiranyakashipu, and Manushya, Manushya ordinary man. So, everyone is described here, that nobody can. You cannot say, the Asuras cannot, then the demigods can, or the human society can, or the Siddhas can. No, everybody is denied, that nobody can manufacture the principle of religion. Putona Vidyas, Vidyadhara Charanaga. There is a planet which is inhabited by the Vidyadhara. Charana, they are very expert in singing. Vidyadhara Charanaga. Then he says, then who knows the secret of religion? He describes, Svayambhu Narada Sambhu Kumara Kapila Manu. Just like there are interested bodies in every department, in every state. Similarly, Krishna, as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he has got also several very faithful confidential authorities who can speak about religion. Therefore, parampara system is so necessary. This is acceptation. Krishna has got direct confidential sermon. They know what is religion. Therefore, he says, Mahajana Jina Gatastapan. If you are puzzled about the principles of religion, then we must follow the Mahajana. Mahajana. Who is Mahajana? Described here. Who is Mahajana? Svayambhu. Svayambhu means Brahma. Svayambhu. He is called Svayambhu. Svayambhu means one who is born by himself. Of course, he is not born by himself, but he is not ordinarily born. Just like a child is born by the sex intercourse of the father and the mother, Brahma is not born like that. There was no sex intercourse to beget Brahma. That's why he is called Sam. Sam. Automatically he has come out. He has come out from the father without the help of the mother. That he is called Sam. You know that there was a lotus flower from the level of the Buddha Sai Vishnu, within that lotus flower, Brahma appeared. That's why he called family. Sambhu Narada Sambhu. Sambhu, and that's Narada. Narada is Mahajana. Sambhu is Mahajana. Sambhu, the Lord Shiva, is Mahajana. Kumara, the four Kumaras, Sanat Sanatan, they are also Mahajana. And these four, they have got their disciples separation from Brahma, the Brahma Sampada, from Sambhu, Vishnu Sami Sampada, from Lakshmi, Sri Sampada, and from Kumara, the Nimbarka Sampada. Sampradaya Vishinasri Mantrasri Vipnamata. Unless one who comes through the Sampada, that principles are not authorized. Krishna also says, even parampara praptam, even Raja says, parampara sampradaya. Krishna also says, so this is very important. Unless one comes to the disciple's acceptation, anything he prescribes, there is none and not. There is not to be accepted.
Sambhu Narada Sambhu Kumara Kapila Manu Prahlada.
Prahlada, Maharaj Prahlada, he is also. Now how they have become Mahajans, that is also described. Mahajan means one who can sacrifice everything for the sake of the Supreme Law. Prahlada Maharaj, personally saw that his father is killed before him. But from a material point of view, this is the most abominable incident, that a son is seeing that his father is being killed before him without any protection. Similarly, Boli Maharaj, he gave up the connection of his spiritual master. To give up this connection with spiritual master, that is also must have a meaning. So these people become Mahajans because as soon as they saw that my father or my spiritual master is against the Supreme Personality, such person immediately should be given up. Jiva Goswami says, in Indian, according to Indian custom, there is a family spiritual master. Family priest, family spiritual master. So Jiva Goswami says that for advancement of spiritual life, one should give up the family spiritual master, which is not competent, and accept actually a bona fide spiritual master. Because people are under impression that impression is a fact that one cannot give up the connection of the spiritual master. That's a great thing. But Jiva Goswami says that if your family spiritual master does not help you in your matter of making progress in spiritual life, then he says, give up his connection and accept the bona fide spiritual master. That is Guru Rupi Abbalitta Sataja Rajama Jam. If a spiritual master is not competent to help a disciple to make progress nicely, or if he goes against his head, just like spiritual master Bali Maharaj, he tried to advise his disciple Bali Maharaj not to give to Vishnu. Vishnu, as Bhavanda came to ask some arms from the Bali Maharaj. Give me some arms. I want 3 feet of land. And Sukracharya prohibited. He is Vishnu. He is asking you 3 feet of land, but he took everything from me. So in this way, he was against his charity. And when Bali Maharaj understood that for his personal interest, he is going against Vishnu, he immediately gave up his connection. Similarly, the gopis also, they transgressed the social law at midnight. They left their husbands and home and came to Krishna. There are so many instances, but Krishna said, they sacrifice everything. They become, social outcasts. The tongue says, the laws of the Vedas, but because they did it for Krishna, they have been accepted as Mahajan, as offering.
So, Prahlada, Janaka, Bhishma, Boli, Vaiyasati,
these are 12 Mahajans. Just remember, the first one is Lord Brahma, the second is Narada, the third is Lord Shiva, and the fourth the Kumaras, and the fifth Kapila,
দেন মনো বৈবস্বত মনো ইমাং বিবস্থতে যোগং প্রত্যাপত্তমান অহমাবয়ম বিবস্থান মনবে প্রাহ দিস মনু মার দিস দিস টাইম ইজ গোয়িং অন বৈবস্বত মনো বিবস্থান মনবে প্রাহ মনু ইজ অলসো মহাজন প্রহ্লাদ মহারাজ জনক জনক মহারাজ ফাদার অফ মাদার সীতা মহারাজ বৈয়াসতি সুখদেব গোস্বামী সন অফ ব্যাসদেব বৈয়া হিজ মহারাজ অ্যান্ড বয়াম বয়াম এন্ড যমরাজ হিমসেলফ হি সেলস উই আর অল দেন হি সেজ গুহ্যং বিশুদ্ধং দুর্বোধং যং জাত্যা অমৃতম অস্মৃতি দ্বাদশৈতে বিজানীম ধর্ম ভাগবতং মতা by their wives, these 12 men, Dadasa, 2 and 10, Dadasa, Dadasa ite bijanima, we know what are these principles of dharma, we know, we equal personality, authority, dharmanga bhagavatam, dharmanga means bhagavat dharma, the relationship with God, and the beginning, there is dharma. Bhagavatam mata, guhyam visuddham, is very confidential and without any material contamination, durbodham, very difficult to understand, the principles of religion, very difficult. So they are reading Bhagavad Gita so many years together, but when the question comes, to surrender and to make, they can understand. Durbodh is very difficult to understand. Durbodh, jang jhatta, but fortunately, if anyone understands jhatta, jhatta means if anyone understands, amrita amasnute, he can drink the nectar. If actually one understands his religious principle, free from all material contamination. Amrita Vasu. He is fit candidate to drink the nectar of the world. Amrita Vasu. Sitaraneva Lokasmin Pumsanga Dharma Parasmin. Now, what is the best principle of executing dharma, religion. So he says, Sitaraneva Lokasmin, especially in this material world, Pungsang Dharma Parasthita. This is the first class religious principle. What is that? Bhakti Yoga, Bhagavati, of rendering devotional service to the Supreme Personality. That is first class is. Bhakti Yoga Bhagavati Sannama Ghanadihi Sannama. How it begins? Simply by chanting His Holiness. These are the offerings of the Pantal Jamaraj. Sameva Dharmam Itavadishi. This is Dharma. So our moment, the chanting of the holy name of Krishna, that is authorized. Here it is stated, Sannama Ghanadi. And you have seen that our back to Godhead, our Guru has also quoted many passages from Bible, the chanting. రేపు సమర్థ ఛాన్స్. So this chanting of the holy name of Krishna, God, is authorized. And actually, the effect is being felt because we are advised to execute this kind of religious principle according to the law of senseless and abiding the four kinds of regulatory principles. Simply by chanting Hare Krishna mantra and observing the rules and regulations, one is sure to go to home, go to that place. There is no doubt of it.
Namacharanam mahatam Hare Pashtata putrata ajamiloki jenaiva mittu pathad amuchyata.
Then he says that assistance, my dear wives, just see how much powerful is the holy chanting of the holy name of God is. Just this ajamil, he did not directly mention the holy name of Krishna, Narayan, but indirectly, because he chanted the name of Narayan, although this Narayan was not the original Narayan, his son. But it is so effective that he also becomes very well.
Namacharana mahatam Hari Pachata Putraka Ajani Loki Jinaiva Mishupatha.
You are saved from the imminent danger of death and being carried out by the Yamadutas.
But after Pramanam Bhaktam,
how powerful is the holy name of Krishna God, there is no need of evidences. Just see practically how these things.
Siddhasthani says that Natatra Pramanam Bhaktabham Vishvatya Tishya Ha Namacharani Jinaya Sivelana Kapit Utsarikena.
Once he utters simply Narayana, that's the fact. Once utters the holy name of God without any offense, without any motive, immediately next one frees from this material person. Any question?
Why do you ask this question?
No sense.
You ask your devotee how they become authority.
You are asking question that is this an authority like a rich man?
Your question is like this.
He is known a very rich man and he has found a family. If you ask, is he a rich man? Is that a very intelligent question? Unless your devotees have their authorized.
Kapila Mano.
Right from the, what do you mean by right from the first one? What do you mean by?
That they just said Rupa Goswami. Rupa Goswami was a minister of Mahavajan Gala.
Uh,
What is his position? He was minister, he was working on the government service, and he was rejected by the Brahmin community. And how he became Goswami? Beginning of the time, Bhaktivinoda Thakur was a magistrate. What do you mean by beginning? As soon as he is situated in his own original position, then he is pure. It doesn't matter what he has done in the past. It is called Nagnamasi. Nagnamasi. The one's mother was naked in her child. So one is asking, mother, why are you putting on those sari? Yours is naked. This kind of argument is no argument. Whatever one may be required, that's all. As soon as he is situated in pure devotee, devotional state, that's all. One hasn't got to inquire from the beginning or from the end. There is no need of such inquiry. As soon as he is situated in his original position, Sitya Anatha Rupam Sarupena Vastiti, these are non-devotional activities, but he is situated in devotional service, immediately he is fallen, surely. Doesn't matter whether he was in the beginning, because even a person, ordinary person, ordinary, he is not contaminated. He lives aloof from this material existence. But for some time, even if he is influenced, that doesn't matter. As soon as he comes to his real position, he is a pure devotee. There is no question of tracing his past history. There is no question. If he is situated in pure devotional service, he is a pure devotee. There is no question of inquiring what he was in the past. That doesn't matter. You clear? Yes, sir, Ajahn. In the past he sees. He simply sees it. Jalai Madhavi. Simply sees it. But as soon as he comes to the position of pure devotional life, he sees it. Yes, sir. Kumar Sampradaya, yes. Kumar Sampradaya, that is called Nimmarka Sampradaya. Nimmarka. N-I-M-B-A-R-K-A. Nimmarka Sampradaya. Janaka. Janaka Maharaj. King Janaka is the father of Sita. Janaka Maharaj. You are a great king, but he has not asked him. Any great sages used to go to learn from him about spiritual affairs. He was such a great person. Although he was a king and Jesus. All of them are Jesus, Sambhu, Brahma, he is also Grihastha, Narada is Brahmachari, Sambhu, he is also Grihastha, he has his wife. Sambhu, Narada, Sambhu, Kapila, he is also Grihastha, Kumara, they are Brahmachari, and Mano, he is also Grihastha, Pallamaya, Grihastha, Jana, Grihastha, Bhishma, Brahmachari, and Javaraj, Grihastha. So the number of Grihasthas are greater than the Brahmachari, but they are more Mahajan. It doesn't matter whether you are Grihastha or Brahmachari. Just like we are practically following, we are giving equal rights to everyone. Either Grihastha or Brahmachari or Sannyasi, the main center is Krishna. one who is advanced, his Krishna consciousness is all right. It doesn't matter what he is.
That is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's recommendation. Vāsudra kivāri pranāsi kāneva, jai Krishna tattva vetta sai.
Anyone who is conversant, very conversant in the science of Krishna, he is Guru. He is Mahāra. He is fallen, actually, to Mahāra.
That means you are sweet soul. So what is object? And for every Vedic mantra, the Omkar is here, pranam. Any Vedic mantra, just like we also chant, Om Tadvishnam Param, Om Bhur Bhuvastha Tatsavitur Varannam Bhargav. So any Vedic mantra is preceded by the Omkar. Who is going to mop these two rooms? The ladies should, yes, it is the ladies' business. First, after this, cleansing done, and then get some flowers, change dress. This is the procedure. And then offer breakfast. Thank you.